Republicans call out despicable Democrats after majority refuse to condemn socialism. By Joshua Klein on November 21, 2025. House Republicans blasted Democrats on Friday after a majority refused to condemn the horrors of socialism, warning that the vote revealed more Democrats support socialism than oppose it. In a 285-98 vote, the House approved H. Con. Rees. 58, Representative Maria Elvira Salazar's RFL, measure denouncing the horrors of socialism, with every Republican who voted backing it while Democrats split, 98 voting no, 86 voting yes, and 2 voting present, even as the text catalogued how socialist regimes from Lenin's Soviet Union and Mao's China to Castro's Cuba and Maduro's Venezuela led to famine, mass murder, and dictatorship, and concluded that Congress denounces socialism in all its forms and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States. After the vote, GOP leaders and rank-and-file members flooded X, accusing Democrats of siding with big government socialism and arguing that the tally confirmed the existence of 100-plus socialism sympathizers in the United States House of Representatives, while warning that the vote underscored the state of the modern-day Democrat Party and vowing that America will never embrace Marxism, as they insisted that socialism has no place in our nation. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said it was incredible that 98 Democrats could not bring themselves to reject an ideology that produced forced famines, forced jailing, the killing fields, and over 100 million lives lost, declaring that House Republicans had made clear America will never embrace Marxism while Democrats refused to say the same. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, charged that 100 Democrats just refused to denounce socialism and its horrific consequences, calling the ideology radical and warning it has taken hold, not just in NYC, but throughout the Democrat Party, before vowing that House Republicans will never let socialism destroy our freedom and take over America. Salazar, whose parents fled communist Cuba, celebrated that the House had just passed her resolution 285-98 while hammering the 98 no votes as radical Democrats who voted against historical facts and refused to condemn Mao, Stalin, Castro, and Maduro, warning Americans that more Democrats in the House of Representatives support socialism than oppose it. In a floor speech shared on X ahead of the vote, Salazar reminded colleagues that Venezuela also said it could never happen until it did, noting that Hugo Chavez's 1998 win turned out to be the country's last free election and tying the rise of socialism in Latin America to the election of a proud socialist as New York City's mayor-elect, and polling showing many young Americans now say they prefer socialism to capitalism, insisting that Congress must denounce it with one voice, before it's too late. Representative Andy Biggs, Arauz, branded the 100-plus Democrats who balked at the resolution socialism sympathizers, stressing there were no poison pills in the text and charging that 100 Democrats had just refused to condemn the horrors of socialism, which he called despicable. The official House GOP account warned that socialists like Bernie and Ock think they can get away with their radical policies because Americans don't even know what socialism is, insisting they're wrong in calling socialism the deadliest ideology in history, killing more than 100 million people. Representative Rich Hudson, RNC, said 98 House Democrats just refused to denounce socialism, declaring flatly, "This is their party now," as he contrasted their votes with his support for condemning socialist regimes that have killed millions and for standing up for liberty, property rights, and free enterprise. Representative Keith Self, RTX, warned that the tally exposed the state of the modern-day Democrat Party, calling the outcome disturbing after 98 Democrats voted against denouncing socialism's horrors. Representative Russell Fry, RSC, slammed Democrats for opposing a straightforward measure targeting an ideology that destroys nations and crushes freedom, arguing that if you needed proof that the left has gone completely insane, here it is after the majority of House Democrats voted against condemning socialism. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, emphasized that for nearly 250 years America has stood for freedom and democracy, charging that today, 98 Democrats voted to rebuke the founding tenets our country was built on, and asserting that socialism has no place in our nation. Representative Mark Alford, RMO, said his blood pressure's up for a reason, warning that when the left refuses to denounce socialism on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, Every American should pay attention, vowing that he won't let them gaslight the American people because socialism has a cost, and it's freedom. Representative Ryan Zinke, our Mount, called the measure a common-sense resolution and argued that it should have been unanimous, saying it shouldn't be controversial to stand against an ideology responsible for economic ruin, political oppression, and the loss of millions of lives. Representative Rudy Yakim, RN, noted that unlike 98 Democrats, he backed the resolution, saying socialism's history is clear because it undermines the American dream and fails again and again, and arguing that Congress must stand firm for American freedom. Representative Brian Steele, RY, ridiculed Democrats for acting as though opposing socialism were somehow difficult, remarking that apparently denouncing socialism is too difficult for 98 Democrats. Representative Troy Nels, RTX, responded to the vote with a blunt, two-word question, "Are you surprised?" as he shared Salazar's breakdown showing that more Democrats opposed condemning socialism than supported it. Financial Services Committee Chairman French Hill, RR, backed the measure both on the floor and online, where the committee shared video of his remarks praising H. Con. Rees. 58 is articulating the House's unwavering stance in denouncing socialism in all forms and rejecting its insidious policies from encroaching in the United States. The committee also highlighted Salazar's own floor remarks, in which he called the measure a moral vote against an ideology that has destroyed millions and millions of families and warned that unfortunately socialism and Marxism crushes the human soul, not only in her Miami community but the rest of the hemisphere and the rest of the world. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, whose mother fled Cuba, repeated her floor warning that socialism is communism light and we will fight and defeat it, pointing to failed socialist experiments in Cuba and Venezuela and stressing that there is no difference between socialism and communism wherever the ideology has been tried. Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, recalled seeing socialism up close while working in former Yugoslavia during the communist era, warning that it crushed people with poverty, repression, and the loss of more than 100 million lives and arguing that NY is already paying the price for socialism, insisting Americans cannot let that failed ideology define our future. Representative Andy Barr, RKY, shared video of his speech supporting the resolution, warning that the Democrat Party's embrace of socialism is dangerous and pointing to the election of openly socialist mayors in New York City and Seattle as proof that we must fight for freedom over socialism. Representative Pat Fallon, RTX, argued that with socialism and communism, the policies are never actually the point, charging that the far left uses them to stir up grievances and create chaos to gain control and claiming that the movement will lie and obfuscate on its quest for control over every aspect of your life. House Republican Leadership Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, who recently announced a bid for New York governor to challenge Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, charged that the NY Democrat Party has been taken over by the radical defund the police tax-hiking anti-Semitic socialists, warning that multiple NY Democrats voted in support of socialism because many are running scared from the vicious primaries Hochul's weakness has allowed, branding the incoming socialist mayor as Hochul's communist-in-chief. Stefanik vowed she would never bend the knee to the radical socialists who are destroying New York, saying they are making the state catastrophically more unaffordable and less safe and tying her own campaign to save New York directly to the fight against socialism. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, whose family fled Cuba, said he was proud to co-sponsor at Rep. Maria Salazar's resolution opposing socialism, calling socialism and communism evil ideologies that bring devastation and tyranny everywhere they are tried, while praising President Donald Trump for marking Anti-Communism Week and Victims of Communism Day. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, who authored the companion Senate resolution, said the House vote to condemn socialism as a failed ideology and the antithesis of the American dream should be followed by swift Senate passage to send a message to the world that America stands for freedom. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.